And now, okay, our next reader, and he's come down from Vancouver, Washington, to be with us tonight, and we thank him, Christopher Luna.
Do that. Does that help you?
Sure.
You know? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with this. That is the thing they said is kind of meditative, you know? And then I'm going to need something without music. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do the other two. Okay? the first, he said, like to read, is called Almost Missed Important Call. Wish thought resembled creek instead of rock, wall of stone eventually erodes every night, window open to let in cool air every morning. Wake to the maddening rattle of the bee, trapped in the burning sun, rising over the hills. Innocent insect, inadvertently decapitated, as it attempts escape from 20-ounce plastic drink cup. Slow walk recalls old story claiming that the souls of the departed inhabit the trees. Close look at knotted, wrinkled bark reveals ancient lips, eyes, teeth, skin, vulva. Gentle whisper. History. Suffering. Wisdom. That was pretty much perfect. I hope people don't mind us say that to him in front of you. Couldn't ask for better accompaniment than what we've been getting today. With Eric, I'm just so pleased that we were both able to come. I have a chapbook that's from 2000, and the first run of them that they did, they completely fucked up the last three or four poems. And so I fixed some, but I went through all the ones that we didn't fix, and I corrected them, annotated them, and I have them here, and they're on the table back there, free to have one. Please take one. And most of these poems were written around the time that I was at the Kerouac School at Naropa, and this is where I met David. And I've been saying to everyone except maybe David, so I'm not sure if he knows this, that I kind of consider David my poetic soulmate, and I didn't even know there was such a thing, really, until I met David. David's the person who, my most faithful correspondent, because most people are not good correspondents, including most writers, don't write back often enough, and the person who really gets what I'm doing better than anyone else. And if you find a person like that, you need to treasure them as much as you would treasure your you know, your romantic soulmate if you found a person like that. And so I want to thank David for having me here, and David's father is not here at the moment, for supporting me, New Way Media for supporting me. And I wanted to read something from this book for Tom, because when we were out there in Colorado, I got a second education, which was free. It cost a lot less than our Naropa education, from Stan Brackage, who was at the University of Colorado at Boulder at the time. I went up every Sunday night to see his film salons, and afterwards there would be a talk. And I got to know him and got involved in studying him. And he taught me so many things, but one of the things that he taught me about was were the abstract expressionists. And so while I was working on this thesis about him, I wrote this poem for Jackson Pollock. So, of course, it's not from personal knowledge of Jackson Pollock. I was born in 1971, you know, but it's a heartfelt tribute to Mr. Pollock. And it includes a story that Stan told me about Pollock that I think is pretty incredible, about the one time that he did get to meet him out there on Long Island. It's called Jackson Pollock is a Magpie. Jackson Pollock is a magpie assaulted by distant memory of young girl's flight through speeding windshield. A beautiful bird as he shits frantic swirls, interrupted by patches of stark white. He perches himself upon the branch of a cedar, screaming, "I am machine," as frantic swirls are shit down upon the heads of unsuspecting friends and lovers. No chance operations. It is said he once hit a doorknob at 20 paces. His gesture drips slow and intentional, white on red, poorly executed portrait, arc determined, not far from electric wires. Jackson Pollock is a magpie, drunken, bitter victim of his own vanity, paying for the sins of savage cowboy ancestors who never quite worked out their unhealthy attachment to their mothers. Pedigree obliterates, archetype imprisons, energy instigated, regenerates instantly, reverberates perpetually. So anyway, a little sample. So now Eric and I are going to do something. I need to find a new title for it. So I think I'm going to change the title to it's going to be like church but different people. That's a line in there. It used to be titled by a different line, but I like this one better.
You can take a vote.
Okay, all right. The two titles are Toss a Little Fear Away, or It's Going to Be Like Church, but Different People. And after you hear the poem, you can tell me which one you think is better. Forces beyond our comprehension appear to hinder autonomy daily. Yet, occasionally, this confusion merely subverts conscious recognition of intuition's gentle whisper. Work with it now. Dip into the hybrid divergence. Their beauty is born an institution. Relevance established even as the young ones continue to blow their own way. This is not a classroom. This is not a broken back. Motherfucking Sisyphus must possess a willingness to allow grace in, like a Coltrane solo or psychedelics. Tony Bennett sings, "Maybe God's got a way. Afraid to make the call. Afraid to lower self into tub. Afraid of what? That I like it too much to resurface." two minds, only made of clay. Windstorm prevents a third way from making itself known. A 9-year-old Bible student returned to church Sunday with a 5-gallon can of gasoline, trying to translate a greater pattern of things. It's gonna be like church, but different people. Once in a while, I can make an exception. Toss a little fear away. Thanks. That was a good one, because I think that surprised both of us what happened there. And I also wanted to let you know that I have this. On this one, they screwed up the title of the poem on the front. It's called Sketches for a Paranoid Picture Book on Memory. This is also in a strong sense inspired by Stan. It's a poem about film in 24 parts, because there are 24 frames in a second in film, and so when I found out that there was a publisher that likes to do small, sometimes single poem books, I sent it to them, and they decided to publish it. But since it's the copies that I have are the ones that the publisher sent me, they want $2 for the book. So if you want one of these, you give me $2, and I'm going to send it to them. anyway, so I have a few of those too. Okay, we're gonna end with something that's called Music, Sweet Music, and that's also in the purple one, the one that's free. Yeah, and I think that, okay, I added a few songs for tonight. So okay. Music, Sweet Music. You must not speak of it. Do not utter a sound. It is there when you need it. Go ahead, keep it. It is not necessary to share everything. Don't always know what you need. Must not allow an interest in recontextualization to render principles soft. Slave to pattern, addicted to this fiction, you watch with bliss as it transforms before your eyes. Other times, it is dangled before your open mouth, and you choose to refuse, fool. What the fuck is wrong with you? Laughter, song. Spin cycle, song. Subway clack, song. Secret code for the bathroom, song. Juicy bling, song. Bat guano, song. Pork bun, song. Creamy cleanser, song. Lover's whisper, song. Children's gunfire, song. Let me be your new reed, your notes soft grass, now cobblestone, then cool wind, later soothing white sand. Separate, converge, caress me, you're taking me someplace. Follow melody in tandem, embrace sound, let go concept. This is where I belong. No one else has that tone. If you were born to be a hammer, from the heavens will come the nails. This here's what it's all about, baby. So stand up, love, and blow, blow, blow! We must learn to listen, and so we must learn to sing, and so we must compose new psalms oppose resignation, make a scene, break a seam, live obscene, wash ourselves clean. Your mind, because seeds grow after their kind. Stop it. You know what you're doing. It's not worth it. There's that option also. There's that possibility. You need to check yourself. Run through it again. Pick it up. Take it down. Listen, let's try picking it up. You'll have the foreground at one point. Beside the point. Point us. Lead us. It's okay. Play quietly and see what... On the one hand, inside, flapping. Sing to yourself. Are you going to be able to keep up? We go through the head twice. Everybody doing whatever they want to do. You can call it out as if this were the very last time. See how far you can push it. Something old meets something new for coffee, casual conversation. Don't sweat cafe interruptions, glorious zoetrope visitations. They're your friends. You have to get out more. Get out. Break it down. Break him down. Break her down. Break him down. I'm not taking any questions from those cast into darkness. Thanks.
Wow, what a great reading. Everybody's just, yeah, just great. Thank you.